Chapter 4. A Life of Luxury. Don Juan raised a monument of white stone over his father's grave. He also employed the greatest artists of the time to carve beautiful figures into it. He did not feel at ease until the heavy weight of the stone had sealed the opening of his father's grave. After the burial, Don Juan drew up a list of the old merchant's wealth. His father had traveled to many countries over the years, and his business had made him very rich. The young man was now content, for his father's fortune was now his own. He felt like he needed money for two lives, the one he was living now and the one he would come back to after his death. From this moment on, Don Juan threw himself into life. He was still young and handsome, and he used this to his advantage. He hated the world, but he also made the most of living in it. He didn't settle for the ordinary life of a rich person. Don Juan had many lovers, and he traveled to as many places as he wished. He lived a life of luxury and didn't have a care in the world. For Don Juan, the universe was himself. He traveled only to where he wished to go. The more he explored and saw, the more doubtful he became. On his journeys, he met many different types of people. He soon guessed that courage was a weakness, being generous was clever judgment, and justice was a crime. He also decided that those who were honest and generous received no respect from their companions. Don Juan had become a very cynical man. One day he cried out, "What a cheerless game this life is! It does not come from a god!" After his travels, Don Juan gave up on a better world. He no longer respected holy things or prayed. He understood how society worked, but he bent its rules to his will. He respected no one and played with everything. Life was a game to him and nothing else. Don Juan decided to chat with Pope Julius to discuss his future. At the end of their conversation, he said, "If it were necessary to choose, I would rather believe in God than in the devil. Power combined with grace always has more hope than the spirit of evil."
"Yes, but God still wants you to repent your sins in this world," replied the Pope.
"Well, I have another life in reserve to repent the faults of my first life," said Don Juan, laughing.
"If that is your idea of old age, you are in danger of being declared a saint," cried Pope Julius.
The Pope believed that it was only possible for saints to live on after death. He didn't think it was possible for Don Juan to have another life. Don Juan didn't trust the Pope's opinion, but he wanted to assure him that he would repent his sins in his next life.